Thank you and welcome to 20 Sided Stories.
Victoria 1890, Season 1, Episode 7.
Hello there. Previously on Victoria 1890, the mystery of the ghoul was wrapped once and for all with Dickie creating a reversing agent.
Oh, crap!
Oh, wow. The transformation is so interesting.
He also created vials that can make one intangible intentionally. With this and their wisdom, Matilda, Chamberlain, Simon, and Desmond all left for Count Alexander's, though they are feeling suspicious about him.
Why don't we hide the urn? Go over to his house, have a little party. You can see if he's a con artist. I can hit on him. Dickie can look around. And then if he's cool, we'll bring out the urn and then go on our adventure.
Once aboard a train, a girl attempted to steal Simon's belongings and ran off.
Yo, wet Eddie.
Somebody's trying to thief my bag.
Is the Count all who he says he is? Is the Egyptian urn too legit to quit? What's the deal with the werecat? And will they ever get to Atlantis? I know the answers to all of these, but I'm not going to tell. Instead, you're going to listen.
I start in the train cabin that you guys have. We're all just stunned by a young girl who came in trying to rob you. Tried to apprehend her. Things got awkward, and she ran away.
Ew, come back here! God damn it.
I'll chase her down.
Desmond, okay.
You should really rethink about getting Simon drunk. He gets so obnoxious.
This is what I was telling you, which is why I resisted the shot, and I'm a very lightweight, alright? And I'm gonna get blacked out. Watch, we're gonna go to Atlantis, and I'm not gonna remember any of it, and I'm gonna be pissed off at you. I'm going to be so pissed off.
Desmond, can I have you roll an agility?
4. Oh, stop it. Smother the parrot some more. And I hand him another shot.
No, bad idea. This is a bad idea.
Rolling charisma.
Dickie!
Damn it.
I throw the shot out the window of the train.
Listen, I love alcohol as much as the next gal, but we got to get our fucking crap together, okay?
Desmond comes back in empty-handed.
I got nothing.
Pardon my French.
What?
She got away. The train was rocking back and forth, and I lost my balance, and I fell down.
I give Desmond a shot.
I tried to get up again, and then I fell down because of that shot I took earlier. And then, I'm falling down again.
Okay, I put Desmond over my shoulder. I look at Simon, and I said, we need to get the hell out of here and get to the Counts.
You know, never really noticed how attractive you are, Matilda. Not until now.
Oh, I know how attractive I am.
Watch it, buddy.
Can I have...
I'm watching.
You watch it!
Can I have the three of you guys roll composure? Okay.
11.
Simon, can I have you roll awareness?
12.
12. Okay, cool. You think back to the girl in your train cart, and her face looks familiar, and then you realize she looks like the woman who turned into the beast, but younger.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. So, you remember the wilder cat, wilder dog?
She-beast.
She-beast.
Beast-woman.
Oh, beast-woman, that we killed.
Yeah.
Yes.
As we thought we killed her.
Good job, Desi.
Yeah, bravo. So, I've been wondering. Now, if that lady looked like her,
that would make her her younger sister.
Did she look like her then?
Yeah. So like, the fuck?
Are you insinuating that either she traveled back in time to get us, or she has a younger sister?
Yeah, time traveled? You must be mad.
Shut up, Dickie!
Oh, you're so silly.
It could be her. And she didn't actually die.
But why would she be younger looking?
Yeah, you're a little half-rats right now.
So you are saying she is she, and she's not her younger sister if she has a younger sister.
Hey, look, I don't know the family tree.
Oh, maybe she has a daughter.
A twin. Some kind
a
of
twin
clone.
Who's 13 years old.
Oh, thank God, one was there.
Oh, that's so loud.
Oh, is this our stop?
You hear the train slowing down.
All right, Desi, I'm going to put you down now.
Whoop.
Simon, can I have your roll awareness?
6.
Let me help you out with that, sir.
And you recognize the same hand.
Thank you. Now, what is your name, lady?
Oh, I'm not a lady. I'm a young man. I'm going to put this right in the back of the cart for you.
All right. You look awfully feminine.
She starts to walk away towards a cab and puts it in the back trunk. And then she starts to head over and trying to get into the cab.
I'm going to stop her from doing that.
Okay, roll agility.
Tackle her to the ground.
Going to grab her leg.
I pull out my pistol and I say, hey, girly.
She stops and she turns around.
I'm holding up my pistol to her face.
I would just like to add that I critically failed by falling on the ground right now. I'm on my face.
I step over Simon.
And you're also aware that everybody else getting off the train is now frozen.
Don't worry, everybody. I'm just pointing at the thief here.
She's pointing at that little girl.
Yeah, you bet your boots I am.
She gonna shoot her?
Oh, Diana. How dare you take this person's luggage? Wink, wink.
Roll charisma.
And
thank you, father.
Yes, now apologize to these two lovely people.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Now, do apologize, my daughter. I would like to...
Yes, I'm sorry. Let's all get in the cab together.
Yes,
all
please right, come over for dinner.
Go. Please, we insist. Get in our cab.
I have no idea what's going on right now.
I pick up Simon, put him over my shoulder and say, let's go.
We all get into the cab together.
Okay. We've got Matilda and Dr. Chamberlain on one side, and then sitting in between Desmond and Simon, we have this girl.
I'm giving her the death stare right now, just being like,
I have one eyebrow raised and my hand on my pistol.
What are you playing at here?
What's up, girly girl?
What do you want from us? What do you want Simon's bag for?
I want the urn.
Oh,
God.
I told you! I told you!
Wait a second, are you a she-beast too?
A she-beast?
Who are you, lass?
You from Egypt?
Anna Hickman.
Hickman!
Excuse me, miss. But please, let me take your finger. Thank you. And be putting it onto a piece of parchment and taking their fingerprints.
What is this for?
Never your mind, girly.
Go.
Now listen here, Anna. What do you want the urn for?
It belongs to Ramsay.
Who? Yeah, Ramsay the Third. I got it.
Yes. It was stolen.
From who? By who? Who? Who stole it?
Hervé Millet.
Oh, no. God.
We knew this.
We've all been here.
Yeah,
we've known. He's dead. He was murdered.
Stuff.
Then it is my job to return it.
What? Why?
Wait a second. Wait, is this some weird thing where you're related to Ramsay's?
No.
And why do you want it back?
Because my family's in service of him.
Oh, God, he's dead.
Wait a minute.
Be free.
I'm too drunk to care about this.
Good job, Simon.
Wait a minute.
I vomit on my shirt a little bit.
You say your family's in service to him.
Yes.
Why would you serve someone who's been dead for so long?
Because that's what my mother taught me to do.
Oh, I get it. It's a sacred burial thing. You shouldn't take what isn't yours from a sacred burial, otherwise it'll haunt you. I get it, girly, but we've got a mission, goddammit, and I'm planning on sticking to it.
And I have a mission, too. And my mother died during it, and so I must complete it.
Why is it so important?
I cannot share that with you.
Don't sell me the dog. You can tell us whatever, because if you don't, we're going to throw you off of this thing, and you, God knows where we are.
Yeah, something smells like a curse.
Yeah, or I'll just kill you.
We have to be going, and must be 15 miles per hour right now.
It's pretty fast.
If you try to kill me, I'll try to kill you.
Oh, with what?
Yeah, come on.
Girl.
What do you got?
What?
She starts to struggle, and she tries to crawl out the window that's right behind her.
I grab her and I put a pistol on her neck and I whisper in her ear, you
listen. Roll me strength. Give me some strength.
Seven.
Okay, that's enough.
Listen here, little twerp. I'm a lot older than you and I've had a lot of crap happen to me. And I know your struggle and I know your pain, but goddamn, we gotta get through this. And afterwards, we might give the urn back to you, all right? That's the best outcome you got.
What are you doing with it?
I
I look at Simon.
We're gonna find the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, you idiot.
She rolls her eyes.
We're gonna find it, and we need this to find it.
Listen, we're on our way to the Count's estate, and he claims that it holds secrets to the city of Atlantis.
God!
Do you know this, Count? He's sexy.
Roll awareness.
8.
Okay, when you mention Atlantis, her eyes go a little bit wide.
You know about it.
She remains silent.
Okay, she knows about it.
Now listen, if you have something about it, you better tell us now. Otherwise, I'll have Mildy here break one of your fingers.
I like breaking things.
You wouldn't break a child's finger.
Oh, I would. And I have.
Roll charisma.
By the way, I also have my, like, whole hand around
9.
Her head.
She believes you. Okay. So, a long time ago, there were these people. You might know about them as the Sea People.
Oh.
And they attacked Egypt and they conquered it several times over. But on the last time, Ramses III sent an army to drive them out of Egypt. And he then sent a detachment to follow them back to their world, Atlantis. And there, they found the source of the evil that was killing so many of our people, and they stole a coin from their prison. It's very complicated.
Stole a coin.
So wait a second. Why would this urn take us to Atlantis?
It's not the urn itself. It's something within it.
Crap, we didn't open it. We should open it now.
You said you found the source of what was killing your people back in the day.
Some spiders.
Oh, crap. On the urn, it said something about arachnids.
Yes.
Okay. I say we break open this puppy now before we get to the Count's, because I know that sexy Spaniard will want what's in this, and we have to hide it.
I don't think that's a bad idea. Now, you're afraid that the sea people will come back? You don't believe that they're all dead by now?
It's not the sea people. They're all dead. Yes. Nature saw to that.
Who did?
Nature?
Who's that?
Oh, God,
the
Simon,
Earth.
Mother
God,
Nature,
how
the
thick
Earth
are
killed
you?
Them all.
Well, there's so many NPCs, I'm trying to keep
oh,
track here.
Oh, God, probably some fishermen saw them, killed them, and ate them. Yeah. All right, let's get on with
they
it.
They vomit a little bit more on my shit.
Anyways.
It's not the sea people that we're worried about. It is someone that the sea people locked up.
Oh.
Someone or something?
Yes.
Well, wait a second. If we leave this hullabaloo alone, then that person won't get out, will they?
That's my hope. I didn't have the full story told to me because I was supposed to be a bit older before I took on this mantle.
Oh, oopsies.
Why are you taking it on prematurely then, lass?
Because my mother died, and so now it is my turn.
Oh.
Anyways, let's pop this puppy open.
Driver, can you hear me?
What's up?
I need to vomit, and I don't want to do it in the carriage.
Why not? It's fine.
I'm trying to stop the carriage.
I slap Simon.
Ow!
I got a little side slap there.
We're passing through Whitechapel, sir. It's not the nicest of areas.
Okay, we're not gonna pull over then. Keep on going to the Count's house. But I need to use a little girl's room, so in a safe part of town, can we stop?
Right, I'll stop at a hotel.
Thank you.
Can somebody, TLDR this for me to the drunk words.
Okay, I don't pull you aside, Dickie, because you're right next to me. I whisper in Dickie's ear, listen, we can never get this idiot drunk again. I hate this.
I thought he'd be more fun.
He's not gonna know.
Have you ever considered that your water that you're drinking is dirty?
I slap Simon.
Ow!
Slap him too.
This goes on for a while.
Ow! Ow!
Right.
Stop it.
Ma'am, we've arrived.
Oh, thank God. Okay, thank you, Simon. Welcome. Sit in the cab.
Are you sober yet?
Dickie?
Yes?
Get the urn and put it in the cab discreetly with the bag. Do not just pull the urn out in the middle of the street.
Okay, fine. All right. You act like I'm careless or something.
Ma'am, are you going to go to the restroom?
Yes, I am. Simon, don't mess up, and Dicky, don't mess up either.
Yes, no worries.
I actually have to pee.
You go out the back, and you grab the, you grab Simon's case, and you bring it in.
Great. Yeah, open it and get the urn, just so I can see it, but still within the case.
I pop back into the cab. I'm a fast peer.
Anna reaches and touches the urn.
Slap her hand away with my pistol.
Lightly slap her hand away.
She already...
Stop that, stop that. Stop.
She already touched it.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
And she just looks at you guys.
Oh, crap.
The hell
are you
going
to turn into something? Are you going to turn into a she-beast?
You're too young for me, lass.
I know about it. Yeah, yeah, look into my eyes.
Yeah.
I know that you're a she-beast.
We killed one earlier.
You killed one?
I sliced your mother's throat open with a samurai sword. What of it, lass?
She starts to get angry.
I don't think it's the greatest idea, Desi, if you
I grab
anger
Anna.
Her.
Listen.
Her eyes start to turn into cat's eyes.
Listen.
Oh,
my
shit.
Father was a pig of a man. I don't know who my mother was. He probably killed her, too. I was raised by wolves on the streets of New York. I know what it's like to be torn apart and spit back out into the world. Now, I respect you, little girl, and I understand what you've gone through, and I know you're pissed right now. I'd be pissed too, and I'd kill everybody. But listen, if you want this urn back, this is not the way to go, because I'll kill you, and you know I will.
Roll
and
charisma.
I don't want to.
Okay, she believes you, and her eyes slowly revert back to human. But she looks very upset.
Good. I'll let you be upset. That's a human emotion.
Well, this is fun.
Oh, Simon. All right.
Back off on the road, coach driver.
Right.
By the way, my name's not Simon right now. It's Eddie.
Whatever, Simon.
Whatever. You tell everybody.
There's a single tear.
She looks really confused.
Don't worry about it.
Our friend's a little weird, okay?
You're all a little weird.
Yeah, I got it. All right, you guys, I have a dilemma. What should I wear for this count?
Hello, welcome back, Miss Matilda.
I'm wearing a silk red dress with white fur robe over me.
Super low cut.
Whoa, that is not of the time.
Hello.
Dr. Chamberlain.
Oh, please call me Dickie.
Eddie.
Eddie.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
And I'm Desmond Delancey.
Oh, your entrance is around back. And who is this young lady?
Wait, just him? Like he has...
He's a servant.
Okay.
I got dirty hands. Got I understand.
I got it.
Just take my bags around the back, Desi. Thank you.
Of course.
This is my ward, Miss Hickman.
Hello, Miss Hickman. Right this way.
Thank you.
You enter in and you see the grand staircase again. And you walk forward and you see over to the right, there's the study where the first scene happened with the urn and the glasses of water. And there you see, reading a book, is the Count Alexander Raphael Dumas Sabatini.
Hello, Dumas Martini. How you doing?
Oh, hello, everyone.
Oh, hello.
Oh, Miss Matilda. You look quite lovely.
He grabs your hand and kisses it.
Oh, thank you.
I hold my hand out to him.
He shakes it. Good to see you again.
I grab Diggy's hand and I kiss it just to make him feel good.
You're so fun.
Anyways.
Oh, who is this?
Oh, this is Dickie's ward, Anna Hickman.
Oh, I was not familiar that you had a ward. Is it okay for her to be in part of this discussion?
I trust her.
Yes, of course.
I look at Simon, I'm like, shh.
I'm assuming that this is our friend from before?
Yes.
Is that obvious?
This is Simon.
I wouldn't imagine you bringing anyone else.
Oh,
you know,
I try
really hard with these disguises.
Oh, excuse me, sir.
Sorry, I came in from the back. I hope you don't mind, but I'm with this party.
Is this true?
Yes, he's my manservant. Did you put the bags away?
Yes.
Good.
They're nice and tucked away.
Fantastic. Did you, perchance, find the urn?
Well...
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Let's see it.
There's just some problems with it.
It's with the other bags.
You see, you want to bring it out, Desmond?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Try to put on some rags on your hands or something, just in case. Listen, don't touch it with your fingers.
Well, excuse me.
You're dirty.
You...
We're all dirty. Desmond. We don't want to dirty up the urn. Oh, you think I'm being a classist.
Fair enough.
No, no, no. This is just a relic, and we don't
listen.
Skull
open. You guys can bicker about this later.
We Desi, didn't know how bicker. We came to an agreement. We're fine. We on good terms? I fist bump him.
What was that movement of the hand?
I was just like, I'm starting.
Okay. Yeah.
We're starting a trend that won't be popular for another 200 years.
Let's try it, Mildy.
I push his hand away.
So anyway, count. So apparently this urn, there's something about Ramses, it's his, right? James Stonewood got it, he stole it, and then...
James Stonewood?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of holes in missing. So, Hervé's dead.
Hervé was murdered, you see.
Yes. This was in the news.
Yeah.
She-beast.
Hervé took it.
She-beast?
Yeah, she-beast.
Sorry, I'm still coming down. Hervé stole it, and then James
is a
separate guy. He's got his own thing going on with some wildebeests. They want it because of some kind of family thing. You go ahead, TLDR.
All right, here's the gist, okay, hon? So, what's his face? Slaughtered by a she-beast. James Stonewood got it from him. And then I got it from James Stonewood because I wooed him with my gorgeous face.
I would imagine that would be very easy to do.
Oh, it was easy, honey, like taking candy from a baby.
It wasn't that easy. We had to kill a she-beast. Oh, please. This man probably knows more about this than we do.
It seems like your ward is quite disturbed by this conversation.
Anyways.
You know, Oh, here's the urn, by the way. I sliced that beast's throat open with a nice sharp blade.
Desi?
Who did you hand the urn to?
The master.
Okay, anyways.
I set it on the table.
Setting all things aside, Desi, Dickie, Simon, you're okay, you're drunk.
Blood in my face.
Desi, I love you, don't make me hit you, I hit hard.
I know you do, you put up quite a fight against the Sheepy.
So what do you know about this urn?
Before we get to talking about the urn, this is a great moment. We should celebrate.
Oh, no.
I mean, sure.
All right, what do you got?
I scowl at him.
Matilda, I was wondering if you would accompany me to the theater tonight?
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if we really have time for
dates. Yeah, sure,
Simon,
fine.
Don't be jealous.
I mean, you guys can have a date in Atlantis when we get there, if it exists.
Okay. Anyways, we should be polite and do as the Count says. Yes?
Well, there is a great deal of money involved in this, isn't there?
Yes.
And you wouldn't mind us being safe with our security of the urn, correct?
I do not follow.
If you don't mind, I'd like to take a couple of fingerprints. I found some prints on the urn, and I'd like to find out who before might have had it. I'm just, we all have taken fingerprints, and I just want to make sure that everyone involved hasn't had any foul play, you understand?
Oh, very well. I have nothing to hide.
All right, thank
you. God, he's gorgeous.
Just give me your hand here. Thank you. Just place it on this parchment. Thank you.
So when should we go out, Count?
Let's leave now.
Okay.
All of us.
Sure.
You just want us to stay here in your home?
Only one. But we can definitely find
Simon
more.
Simon wants to finally detect his ulterior motive.
Roll awareness?
I also have a bonus thing.
Oh, you're calling a bonus?
I would like to cash that if it's going to help.
Okay. Okay. As far as the Count, you don't notice anything. He seems legit. However, with your bonus, I'm going to say you look over at the manservant and you notice on his neck, there is a spider just hanging out on his neck.
Nobody move!
What's happening?
Yes, what?
Simon goes to the spider and inspects it closely.
and he wants to see if it has the same pattern of the spiders on the urn.
The butler, he raises his chin, and he looks very nervous.
Is everything in order?
What the hell? Why do you want us to stay?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Now, are we going to... Are we just going to stay here while you go on your date?
I can find tickets for you.
If you all wanted to date me, you should have said so.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir?
Can you call 2 cabs?
Right away.
I pull Dickie aside.
Meldy.
Listen here. What are you going to do about this urn while I'm gone? Or what are you going to do when you go with me?
I'm wondering. I'm worried that we have no one to protect the urn while we're all out.
Wait a second. Then why are you going with me?
I'm just rolling with the punches.
Oh, God damn it, Dickie. You can't leave me here.
Okay, well...
This is the plan, Dickie. This was the plan from the beginning. I'm going to woo the count, and then you're going to stay here with the urn, crack it open, find the coin, and make sure nothing spooky happens.
That sounds like a brilliant plan.
I know. That's why I said it to begin with, and you're going to take the drunk Simon with you.
Great. Mildy.
Oh!
I would hate to impose on your... wonderful date. So I've decided that the rest of us boys will stay here and
crack a cold one open.
Yes, we'll have a pint of bitters and smother the pang.
Now I pull Desi aside. I'm like, Desi,
yeah?
Now that little girl's gonna slaughter your throat if you keep talking about slaughtering her mom.
I want to smother her parents.
I will smother you.
And by that I mean I want to destroy her.
I
will destroy
drunk.
You. I pull him by the scruff.
Ow! Let go of my beard.
Listen to me, you idiot.
She's a beastie.
I
destroy all beasts.
I'm a beast too. I punch him.
Ow!
Listen to me, you idiot. If you lay a hand on her or you talk about her dead mother one more time, I'll smother you in your sleep.
Why do you love her so much?
Because she reminds me of me
that
when I was her age. That's you, idiot!
The cab is here, sir.
All right, let's go.
Yes, yes. And he grabs you by the arm.
Yay!
Have a good time.
I blow a kiss.
He looks at everybody in the room and he smiles and he says,
I hope you all have a wonderful evening. And then he looks over at his manservant and he cocks an eyebrow.
I turn over to the doctor. Son of a bitch has got something up his sleeve.
Can I get anything for you to drink?
No, we're fine. Leave the room.
Very well, sir.
Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this 20-sided story. Never hesitate to connect with us via the World Wide Web, such as on the Twitter at 20-sided stories, or on Facebook or Instagram /20-sided stories. Matilda Buchanan was played by Kate Pursley. Dr. Richard Chamberlain was played by Garrett Reasoner. Simon Sinclair was played by Sage GC. Everly Green was played by guest Jessica Dahlgren. Desmond Delancey was played by guest David McEwen. Our game master was Greg Reasoner, and all editing and music was done by Sage GC. You can snag the soundtrack for free at sagegc.bandcamp.com. If you enjoyed your adventure through Victorian London, we suggest visiting patreon.com/20sided stories. For just a small handful of shillings, you can help support this broadcast's next batch of episodes. We've got to cover hosting costs, recording equipment, and our precious time, goddammit. They are all laid out with transparency at patreon.com/20sided stories. And don't worry, you'll get something too, such as all 8 episodes to this season straight away, no waiting, not to mention bonus episodes within your own exclusive podcast feed. Extra special thanks to our producer club, who brought this season to fruition. Marlena Lowry, Travis Reeves, Jay Speck, Maureen Brown, Zach Bender, and Colleen O'Keefe. To be as classy and cool as them, go to patreon.com/20sided stories. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't yet. And for more sauce links and intel, feel free to check out our show notes or simply visit 20sidedstories.com.